Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Football Friday, presented by Yingling. A beer as bold as those who drink it. Tap into your inner eagle. Yingling, spread your wings. Pottsville, Pennsylvania. Please drink responsibly. Solana. Alejandro Solana is reporting exclusively. It's Evan Bame. Bame. I got thrown off by the spelling. And I apologize to him. I know he's listening.
He's big as hell, too. Leave him alone.
Dolphins offensive lineman Evan Bame joins us. Fourth season in the NFL. Drafted by Arizona. Good couple of years there. Ends up in Indianapolis. And then right before the season started, you remember we went through all those roster changes? And boom, Bame is here in Miami. I'm guessing he wasn't expecting that either. I'll ask him here in a second. I want to remind you on behalf of the Dolphins, are you a cancer fighter? Registration is open for the Dolphins Cancer Challenge, the 10th annual DCC, which is an unbelievable event. The event that raises funds for innovative cancer research at Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center, South Florida's only NCI-designated cancer center, and is scheduled for February 29th, 2020. The DCC donates 100% of participant raised funds to cancer research at Sylvester. Be a cancer fighter. Register at DolphinsCancerChallenge.com. And that really is an unbelievable event. Evan Bame from the Miami Dolphins joins us. Hello, Evan.
Hey, guys. How are you today?
We're good. How shocked were you? I was just saying it in the intro there. How shocked were you when you were told you were traded to the Dolphins right before the season started?
You know, I was honestly, I was happy, man. I was happy to be back down here with Googs and getting another fresh start with another team and trying to show the fans of Miami and the people of Miami and the guys in the locker room what I'm capable of doing as a player and as a person to try and step up and try and be a leader somewhere in the locker room.
But you had to be shocked, though, right? I mean, I understand you being happy, and obviously you played with Googs, so you wanted to get down here, and now he's the offensive line coach. But, like, it had to be shocking, though. I'm guessing it hadn't crossed your mind that there were going to be trades at that point.
No, but sometimes, I mean, I feel like a couple people can attest to this, and maybe one in the studio can, but you can kind of see the writing on the wall when it comes to something's about to happen, either you getting cut or traded. And fortunately enough, I got traded. And, you know, that's better than getting cut and all that stuff.
Well, Crowder has told the story of seeing the writing on the wall because he got cut on the day that he was due, what, a roster bonus?
Yeah, they owed me some money. They owed me about a quarter million, Evan, right. And then they let me go. I was like, hey,
but you saw
I
the writing on the wall. Like, you knew it was coming.
They asked me to take a pay cut. I said no. So, you know, like Evan's saying, that snowball started rolling, and then I didn't know when it was going to hit the bottom of the hill, and it was the first day of training camp. So, but Evan,
right.
Talking about Good, like, how big is it to have that comfort level with your coach? Because he actually was in Miami when I was playing for the Dolphins, so I know he is a well-respected offensive line coach. How important is that to have that comfort level with your coach?
No, it's huge, and especially being picked up week six last year by Indianapolis, getting thrown into Good, and I know you've probably heard Googs from the other side of the field while you were playing in Miami, and he was the coach. You know, that's just how loud Googs is, and that's his personality. And he, like you said, he is a very well-respected coach in this league, and he likes it his way, and you have to do it his way, or you'll hear it, and everybody will hear it. But at the same time, so getting picked up by Indy week six last year, and coming here and having Googs as the offensive line coach, I know what he's looking for and I know what he wants. So that kind of gives me an advantage in that way, because, you know, some of these guys didn't get with Googs until 4 weeks into training camp. You know what I mean? And they're trying to play catch up as well. And I think you see it throughout these last 4 weeks that we're buying into what he's coaching, what he's teaching us. And we're starting to play together as a unit a lot better than week one against Baltimore. And we're making improvements each and every time we step out onto the field.
Dolphins offensive lineman Evan Baim is with us. What's the attitude of the team heading into Sunday's game with Washington? And they've got a pretty decent pass rush, so you're going to have your hands full. But what's the attitude of the team?
Oh, yeah.
You had the bye week. You have a chance to get ready. You're a winless team. You're facing a winless team. Like, this could be, I don't want to say a turning point, because I don't think it's going to be a turning point, but this is a game that with a couple weeks to prepare, maybe you guys can get a W.
Oh, no doubt. You know, they're going through a lot of stuff up there right now, and I think the one thing the coaching staff has really put on us and kept telling us, especially Coach Flores, is don't worry about what they're doing. Don't worry about them and what they have going up in their facility. Worry about what we're doing in our facility. And I think this bye week came at a perfect time for us and our team. Just to kind of sit back and relax and reflect on where we went wrong, what we did wrong in the first 4 weeks, and where do we need to correct and where do we need to change those wrongdoings. You know what I mean? So I think we're rolling. We've had a good week of practice. You know, we just got to go out and finish. And we came out last week or a couple weeks ago, 17-10 at a halftime, and then we kind of fell off the wagon. And we can't keep letting that happen, because it happened 2 weeks in a row at Dallas and then at home against the Chargers. And we just got to keep pushing, and we got to keep our nose to the grindstone and keep pushing and trying to improve each and every day and each and every play that we play.
And Evan, I got to ask you, because I'm about to be 36 in a month here, so I'm 9 years removed. And I always say when we're talking about offensive lines that offensive linemen love to run block more than pass block. And I always felt that. Guys I play with, they always told me that. But now when I was playing, it was more of a 50-50 breakdown, pass run. Now it's more 70-30. Is that still the case with y'all big boys? Do y'all like to get out and fire out and choke somebody out more than kick back and, you know, have to protect the quarterback and be moving backwards with a 260-pounder running at you?
Right. I think you said it right right there. Would you rather start running at somebody and you guys collide with both of your momentum going forward, or you basically trying to catch somebody and stop their momentum from going to the quarterback and getting the ball? So I'd rather bang heads, but, you know, we get paid to do both, and we have to start earning our money and protecting Josh or Fitz or whoever's out there and create the holes for KB or KD and whoever's running the ball at that time and start doing that stuff. You know what I mean?
Is that the worst feeling when you know you're just about to get beat and the rusher is going to get to the quarterback? Like that, like you're a help. It's like a helpless feeling, I'm guessing.
Yeah, it's not fun. It's not a fun feeling to have at all. You don't like to have that feeling too often throughout the week. At practice,
you got to hold. You got to hold and tackle him. Hope no one sees it.
Right, 100%. And then what's worse is the 5-yard or 10-yard penalty for holding or getting your quarterback hit. So it's kind of a lose-lose situation there for an offensive lineman. But, you know, we get paid to do what we do, and we have to be good at it.
Yeah, have you been in the league since 2016? You played in 40-plus games. Who is, I always ask this question to the guys. It's intriguing to me. Who's the baddest man that you've lined up against? Who's the baddest thing that you put your hands on in this league?
Man, I'd probably say Aaron Donald.
He's special. Yeah. Is he special, yeah, bro?
Man, he's – and so my rookie year, week 16, my first start was against Aaron Donald. I actually got thrown out week 15 at Seattle against Michael Bennett, playing right guard. And then the next week I turn around and have to start against Aaron Donald.
Ooh, that's so awful. That's an awful back-to-back combo you got there.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun to have my rookie year. But, I mean, last year I was on P squad for the first 5 weeks of the season, and you know, I had to go back. I had the choices to go back to Arizona, go to L.A., or go to Indianapolis and be on Pete's squad. And I chose to go to L.A. because you have Michael Brockers, you have Aaron Donald, and you have at Ndamukong Suh, who was there last year. And I'm like, I'm going to go to L.A. and practice against the best three defensive linemen in the league so far right now to work on my crafting, to get better at my craft and what I need to do, and also help them win football games. And I think that's really helped me and really humbled me a little bit, is going against Aaron Donald every day at practice and seeing what he can do and what he's capable of doing, because that man right there, whew,
yeah, I feel like he could just impose his will.
He's everything and more.
Dolphins offensive lineman Evan Boehm joins us. I saw a story Joe Shad did about you in the Palm Beach Post, and the title was Miami Dolphins nasty, salty lineman Evan Boehm, actually a nice guy. Are you a nice guy off the field?
You know, my wife loved that caption. I think she, like, screenshotted it and posted it on every social media and, like, laughed at me and made fun of it, printed it out on the computer and put it all over the house. And so, yeah, thanks a lot for that. But I like to think a lot of offensive linemen are good people outside of the football field. I think offensive linemen, I think we're a different breed of people. I think off the field, we joke around, we talk, we like to have fun, but there's something about when you strap up that helmet and you pull your chin strap tight and you cross that white line, there's something that clicks inside of you to where you're just like, all right, now it's time to go play ball and be a mean guy.
Oh, Evan, you old school. You enjoy disliking the other guy you line up against, don't you?
You know, I just like to go out and have fun, man. And I grew up a coach's kid, so I grew up around the game of football. And what I've always been taught and told is football's a game, man, no matter what level it's at. I mean, it becomes a business more and more with each level you go to. But it's a game, and what's more fun than going out there, knocking somebody down, picking them back up, and say, see you next play.
Oh, I think going to the mall food court, I think, is more fun than that. But right. We have different lives.
Well, different maybe. Guy, Evan.
Maybe.
Evan Boehm, Dolphins offensive lineman. We always like to get to know new players in town, and that's easy this season. There's a lot of new players in town for the Dolphins. Your favorite all-time movie is what?
Ooh, Step Brothers.
Wow, Step Brothers, you are a fun guy off the field. Last concert.
I'm a huge Will Ferrell fan.
I kind of feel like Will Ferrell's a one-trick pony at this point.
Yeah, he's starting to get repetitive.
You didn't see Holmes and Watson, did you?
I did, and it was not too good. It was not one of my favorites.
It was a rough one.
Yeah, that felt like going up against Aaron Donald.
Right. Yeah.
Last concert you've seen?
My wife got me Zach Brown Band tickets.
Oh, we're giving those away today on the show. Look at that. All right, Zach Brown Band.
Well, what time? I might call in.
I don't know. Whenever Solana reminds me to do it. Favorite restaurant?
We're big Chili's people.
Really? Chili's? What do you get at Chili's?
Yeah. So I get the buffalo chicken salad.
Yeah, that's actually a pretty good item there.
320? Eat a salad?
Yeah, but it's buffalo chicken on it. What about your favorite fast food restaurant?
Probably Wendy's, now that they brought back the spicy nuggets.
Yeah, that was a good call. Good move by Wendy's there.
And it's a Wendy's right across the street from the facility there in Davie.
So you know he goes.
That's right across the street from my house. It's dangerous.
I drive past it
every day. I put the blinders on and just keep driving.
Favorite all-time football player?
Ooh, you know, I'm a big Will Shields fan. I mean, I grew up in Kansas City, and I grew up watching Will Shields on the offensive line for Kansas City, and that was I've never seen an offensive lineman play the way that he plays, and I kind of like to watch him and go back and watch film of him and see what he does. And I mean, like, you want to talk about a guy who can throw down some people, he can do that.
Evan, I played against Will and Willie Rofe, and who else was there? Waters or something, a guard, when Priest Holmes was at his prime. Them were some grown-ass men. I remember running from them. I didn't even give a damn where the ball carrier was. Yeah. I'm not letting Will Shields put his hand on me. I would just run around in circles.
Yeah. As a little kid, you grow up, and you're like, you always might be a skilled kid and everything like that, but I think my fate was set for me being an offensive lineman at a young age. So I started watching those guys from a young age, and those three guys that you named, I remember watching them on Sundays, and, I mean, it was a blast.
Somebody texts in, another great interview. I'm loving these Finns players interviews this year. Home run, Evan. We appreciate the time. Both Crowder and I will be out there on Sunday, so we're rooting for you guys to get that first W.
Awesome, guys. Can't wait.
Appreciate you making time for us. Evan Boehm there, Dolphins offensive lineman. And again, on behalf of the Dolphins, are you a cancer fighter? Registration is open for the Dolphins Cancer Challenge, the 10th annual DCC, the event that raises funds for innovative cancer research at Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center, South Florida's only NCI-designated cancer center, scheduled for February 29th, next year, 2020. DCC donates 100% of participant-raised funds to cancer research at Sylvester. Be a cancer fighter. Register at DolphinsCancerChallenge.com. We are batting 1,000 with Dolphins guests.
Really are.
He was interesting and fun. And every time we have a Dolphins guest, and I end up going, that's a guy you could root for.
Yep.
Like, that's a guy you want to root for.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at CedarPoint.com.